The death of 33-year-old Kyle Riggs of Mountain Home, shot by law enforcement officers after he fired at them in the early hours of February 19th, was a justified use of deadly force, 14th Judicial District Prosecuting Attorney David Etheridge said today. The investigation into the shooting was conducted by the Arkansas State Police and produced a file more than 3 inches thick that was reviewed in detail by Etheridge in coming to his decision. The incident leading to Riggs' death began around 3:42 a.m. on February 19th. According to the state police investigation, Riggs had several run-ins with family members at different locations and eventually wound up at a residence in Bull Shoals. The investigation indicates the choice of the Bull Shoals residence was apparently at random. Riggs was said to have beaten a man in the residence. Law enforcement officers from the Bull Shoals State Police and the Marion County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to the residence. At one point, there were at least 5 officers on the scene, according to the state police report. Officers attempted to negotiate with Riggs in an effort to have him exit the house and surrender. The officers were concerned that the wife of the man, who had been beaten, was still in the residence. They entered the home to both check on the wife and to subdue and arrest Riggs. They went into the master bedroom area where Riggs fired shots at the officers, and they returned fire. Riggs was hit multiple times. He was transported to Baxter Regional Medical Center, where he died. His body was sent to the state medical examiner's office, and the case was turned over to special agents with the Arkansas State Police Criminal Investigation Division. None of the officers, including those directly involved in the shooting, were physically injured during the incident. Etheridge said the investigation into the deadly force incident indicated the officers had done all they could to talk Riggs into surrendering and had little choice but to defend themselves when fired on by Riggs, particularly given the other incidents which had happened leading up to the deadly confrontation. Arkansas law permits law enforcement officers to use deadly force to defend himself or herself or a third person from what the officer reasonably believes to be the use or imminent use of deadly physical force. Riggs has had previous run-ins with the law in both Arkansas and Missouri. Electronic court records from both Baxter and Marion counties show a total of 12 cases, some criminal and some related to domestic situations, stretching back to 2008. In a February 24th article following the shooting, the Ozark County Times reported on a conversation Ozark County Sheriff Darren Reed had with Riggs during an investigation, which led to Riggs being charged with burglarizing 2 Gainesville businesses in late 2015. In the same time frame, Riggs had also broken into and stolen items from a Mountain Home tire store. Riggs received 5 years in the Arkansas Department of Corrections in late January of 2016 to run concurrent with sentences handed down for crimes in both Arkansas and Missouri. Reed reported Riggs as being emotional during the talk, recalling that he really wanted to get his life straightened out. The Ozark County Sheriff said Riggs admitted his methamphetamine use was keeping him from being the father he always wanted to be. Riggs is reported as saying he knew he was going to prison for his crimes, but told Sheriff Reed once he got out of prison, he intended to put his drug use and criminal activity behind him. Tragically, for all concerned, he did not succeed in meeting that goal.